Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tracy Biller. I'm excited to welcome you to tonight's national training call. There are 1,000 network marketers on tonight's call. The lines are filled. However, please note, please tell your downline and anybody else that you know who wanted to get on tonight's call and couldn't that this call is being recorded. And tomorrow at some time, probably in the afternoon, it'll appear on my website as an MP3 file, and it will be there for a long, long time. So you can go there and listen to it whenever you want. Have your downline listen to this call as well. Tonight's topic is 3 costly habits that cause people to fail in network marketing. And I'm going to tell you something right now. When these 3 habits were pointed out to me so eloquently by my mentor, it made me feel rather embarrassed because it was talking to me. It was holding a mirror up to me, and I realized that I too was guilty of these 3 costly habits. Before we get into that, a couple of things I want to point out. Looking at your calendar, I had a conference call like this scheduled for a week from Thursday on December 14th. I'm going to move that up to Monday night, December 11th. So please note that the December 14th live national conference training call has been canceled, moved up to Monday night, December 11th. It'll begin at 7 p.m. Central Time, as does this call. And I'm going to do a 4th one in the month of December. Mark your calendar for December 18th, 7 p.m. It'll be another call like this. I will email you the topic of that call for Monday night, the 18th at 7 p.m. Central. And, of course, I'll email you the information regarding next week's call as well. Also want to point out 2 things. The Leadership CD is now available. People are buying it like I've never seen before. It's a very hot topic and one that's sorely needed in network marketing. Network marketing leadership has things that are related to leadership in other industries and avenues, and then there's things in network marketing that are indeed unique to network marketing. One small leadership mistake can cause you to fail in network marketing. It's a phenomenal CD, now available at ultimatesuccesscds.com, as are 2 lead packages, the Champions Package, and we've reintroduced the 100,000 plus 8 CD special that was so popular in the fall. Why are we doing this? To help you guys get prepared for the upcoming prime recruiting season, which begins officially on January 3rd and runs through May. I just put out a newsletter today regarding this very topic, and that is now available at my website free, and it comes also with free reprint and free reproduction rights. Now, as you're building your network marketing business, there's 3 bad habits that hopefully you won't develop, and if you have developed them, it's my hope that you'll get rid of them by replacing them with a good habit. These are 3 habits that can be very, very costly to your business. Fact is, you may not even be aware that these 3 habits exist because they can creep slowly into your business. They can creep into your lifestyle. Fact is, they do. And unless we have them pointed out to us, generally speaking, we don't recognize them. And then after you have them pointed out to you, it's up to you to make the decision swiftly, concisely, that you'll get rid of them and you'll replace them with good habits. Also, the thing that happens, these habits creep into our business and our life, and the thing is their effectiveness isn't always immediate. It takes time. And then once their effectiveness has started to drown us with negativity, well, then, of course, we need to really make that change. Look, one of the reasons these habits are so costly is they often cause us to place the blame of our lack of progress on other people, on other things, or on our circumstances. And I hear this all the time. I am constantly getting emails and phone calls from network marketers who want to blame their lack of success on somebody else, on a circumstance, on a situation, sometimes on me. And all I've got to do is ask them a few questions and point out to them, like holding up a mirror, that the problem isn't other people. The problem isn't their training. The problem isn't their company. The problem isn't their circumstances. The problem certainly isn't me. The problem is them. And they have one or more of these 3 costly habits. See, more often than not, the real cause for our lack of progress, and it doesn't have anything to do with our company or the marketing plan or the products or services or the leadership, etc. The real cause is having one or more of these 3 costly habits. The first bad habit is the habit of lying to yourself. You see, some network marketing distributors, they spend all their time getting ready instead of getting going. While other distributors are out there putting together their 90-day blitzes, they're recruiting, they're calling people, they're contacting people, they're making their sales and marketing tools persuasive, they're on a quest to become better speakers. They're on a quest to become better leaders. They're learning about how to be self-motivated. They're learning about how to continually produce more and more sales volume. All these things people are doing, others are just at home putting together maybe some plans. Maybe they feel they have to clean off their desk, or they need to maybe learn a little bit more about the products. Or, you know what, I'll study that marketing plan one more time. Now, look, having a good plan to follow and being knowledgeable about your company is certainly important, but there is absolutely no substitute for productivity. It's extremely easy. In fact, it's too easy to mistake motion for progress. And it's easy to fake yourself out by staying busy all day, but not being productive. See, the question isn't whether you're busy or not, it's busy doing what? There's a single question you should ask yourself at the end of each day, and the question is this: where's my production today? Where is my production today? How many people did I contact? How many people said yes to my 30-second pitch? How many people did I sponsor today? How many people did I put into my website presentation today? How many people did I email a sales letter presentation? How many people did I share a flash presentation with today? How many people did I get on the live conference call for recruiting? How many people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Now, here's something that's interesting. Take note. It's not important how many people you talked to yesterday or last week or last month. That's been done. That's past. You can't rest on your laurels in network marketing because you constantly got to fill the pipeline. The question is, what did you do today? Because what you do today determines your income next week and next month and next year. Whatever you are making right now, look at the date. Look at today's calendar. Whatever you're making right now this second in network marketing is a result of what you've done over the past week, the past month, the past year to get where you're at right now. That's past. Question is, where are you going? And ultimately, the question you ask yourself each day is, where was my productivity today? You can lie to other people about what you've been doing if you choose to lie, but you cannot afford to lie to yourself. You have to be honest with yourself about what you're doing and about what you're not doing. You know, sometimes we lie to ourselves and we don't even know we're doing it. We think we're productive. But in fact, all we're doing is spinning our wheels, getting ready, getting prepared, instead of being productive. It's easy to distort the facts in our heads. Our brains, they mess with us. They fool with us. Our brains tease us, and they tell us, you're really productive. You're really productive, but we're not. So how do we prove it to ourselves whether we're productive? Well, the answer is to keep good records. It's like I teach on my Momentum CD, keep good records on paper. Know your numbers so you can analyze your productivity. You know, you can alter the facts in your head. Time and time again, I'll ask people who complain about their lack of success, I'll say, what was your yes ratio? And I listen to them stumble, fumble, mumble, and they pause. They don't know. They didn't keep track. Oh, they know I've got them. They know that I've just squeezed the vice on their head. I've just put it to them. What's your yes ratio? How many people you talked to today that said yes? How many people have you closed? How many people you follow up with? They don't know. They didn't keep track. Therefore, they don't know how productive they were. They probably weren't productive. You can alter facts in your heads, and our brains are amazing yet mysterious, goofy mechanisms. Our brains will screw things up left and right, mine included, but you can't alter the facts on paper. You either did something productive or you didn't, and there's no disputing what you did or didn't do when it's right there in front of you on a piece of paper, black and white. So while you're building your business on a daily consistent basis, your daily method of operation, you got to keep track of what you're doing. You must keep track of the people you talk with. You must keep track of your yes ratio. You must keep track of whether or not your sales and marketing tools are persuasive. You must look at your downline genealogy report. Hopefully your company prints one out so you can look at such numbers like how many people in your downline. And of those, how many are actually using the product or services? And of those, what's the average monthly volume each one is contributing to your total group volume? And how many people were new that came into your downline this month? And how many people in your downline signed somebody up last week or last month? And you start to manage those numbers and look at those numbers. You ever heard the old wives' tale that you don't manage your network marketing downline? That's a bunch of BS. You do manage it. You keep track of what's going on so you can fix and refine things along the way, not manage your business. That's a bunch of poppycock that other gurus teach. Don't get into management mode. Well, you have to manage it to a degree. One thing you never want to stop doing is recruiting and building. Don't ever do that. You got to keep your pipeline filled because what you do today determines what you make next week, next month. But along the way, you must put away a block of time every day, a small block, to look at your downline and manage those numbers so you can learn how to squeeze out more sales volume, like I teach on my sales volume CD, so you can help people develop their own 90-day blitz and marketing plans and business plans. You've got to be able to do those things. So rule number or bad habit number one is lying to yourself. Now, the second of the three costly habits is a costly habit of procrastination. Procrastination. You're probably going, oh, yeah, now he's going to lecture. You bet I'm going to lecture it because we're all guilty of it, all of us. I'm the biggest procrastinator when it comes to doing yard work. I hate doing yard work. See, I did yard work in high school to make extra money. I was a three-sport athlete, and I was a pretty good student as well. Belonged to other clubs and organizations. Didn't have the time to get a part-time hourly wage job. My mother had the bright idea of turning me into some sort of little landscape entrepreneur. I mowed yards and hoed weeds and trimmed bushes and even picked up dog dew in people's yards. Did that in high school back in the late 70s. Got paid $5 an hour. Used to schedule a bunch of different people's yards throughout the week. I made more money doing that on a part-time dinky basis than my buddies did working all day Saturday and Sunday at retail stores. I hate doing yard work because of that, because I did that also during college. Wanted to make extra money, but I played football. And if you play college football, you got the fall practice, you got the winter practice, you got the spring practice. Summer, you're always working out. I did yard work. Then we had our horse ranch in Paso Robles, California. Bottom line is I hate doing yard work. So if something needs to be done, I procrastinate. And you know what? I'm proud of that. That's why I hire guys to do my yard work. Anyway, see, the thing is we're all guilty of it, and I admit that. But when it comes to building my network marketing business, I am not guilty of procrastination. See, we may be good at doing the things we like to do or the things that we can do well. But when it comes to doing the things that we don't like to do or the things that make us feel uncomfortable, then we tend to be experts at making excuses or putting off until tomorrow what we should be doing today. And we can't afford to do that with our network marketing business. Regardless of how uncomfortable sometimes the business feels or the fact that we just don't want to do it, we have to, because what's the alternative? The alternative is we don't do it, we don't keep the pipeline filled, and as a result, we don't make the kind of money we dream of making. And that money is there for you if you choose and you do what needs to be done. I've only told you now of two of the bad habits, but of the three, including the one I'm about to tell you, the third one, the procrastination habit is the worst. It's the worst. It's the most costly, because when we put off doing something, there's always going to be a heavy price to pay. Put it this way. If we're late in paying our rent or our mortgage, we get hit with a penalty, and it could be bad on our credit report. So we don't put that off, do we? If we put off talking to our kids about saying no to drugs, or if we put off planning and saving for our retirement, or if we put off calling and apologizing to a member of our family or perhaps a good friend for something that we did that wasn't good, the consequences of our procrastination can be very costly. When we procrastinate, all we're really doing is exchanging the pain of tomorrow's discipline for the pain of tomorrow's regret. And the problem is, while the pain of discipline weighs just about an ounce, the pain of regret can weigh tons in the future if we don't take care of it and do something. Also, in addition to the long-term consequences of procrastination, there's also that devastating short-term side effect of this habit of procrastination. See, whenever we put off something we know we ought to be doing, we actually weigh ourselves down with a little bit of guilt. And if you keep up that habit of procrastination, the burden of guilt gets heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier. And it gets hard to do anything that's productive when we have the guilt burden pulling us down. So there's only one way to overcome procrastination. That is, you tackle it head on, and you do the uncomfortable until it becomes comfortable. And that's all a new habit really is, something that we find comfort in doing. So instead of seeing how much you can put off in your business, challenge yourself to see how much more you can get done each day. Because intense and consistent activity will do amazing things for your self-confidence and for your business. And the better you feel, the better you perform. And the better you perform, the better your rewards will be, both personally and financially. Look at the calendar today. Look at today's date. You're about 3.5 weeks away from another prime recruiting season starting, a big one. What's to prevent you from putting your head to the grindstone, going full bore starting on, say, January 3rd, and running up some numbers between then and the end of May? What's to prevent you from doing that? And I submit to you the answer is nothing except you getting in the way of taking action. What's to prevent you of earning an income by the end of May of $5,000 or $7,500 or $10,000 or $15,000 a month and more per month? Now, I don't say that flippantly. I've achieved that, and I submit to you, I'm no better than you. I'm not smarter. I don't speak better. I'm not better looking. I mean, don't think those things. I'm no different than you, except for the fact that I learned this stuff because I had someone teach it to me. And you can learn it, too, through the Ultimate Success CDs. There's no excuse. Can't blame your upline. Can't blame your gurus at your company. Can't blame your company. The education is there. The knowledge is there if you choose to acquire it and put it in your brain. So the question is, how bad do you want it during the next prime recruiting season? I hope you want it badly, and I hope you do what needs to be done. And now we go to the third and final bad habit of the three bad habits, and that's failure to set good goals and plans. See, believe it or not, you don't need to read a book about how to set goals. You don't need to go to a seminar or one of those weekend warrior $5,000 workshops. You don't need to listen to tapes and CDs about how to make plans. You already know how to do those things. I mean, ask yourself this question. How do you think you manage to get some of the things you currently have, like maybe the home you live in or the car you drive or some of the clothes you have or the lifestyle you enjoy? And I mean, everything you have right now is a result of the personal goals and plans that you had. Now, maybe they weren't very high, but that's what you have as a result of the goals and plans that you put in place. You decided what you wanted. You figured out a way to get it, and it was that simple. So what is a goal? A goal is simply something you've got to have. And anytime you've got to have something, you'll always figure out a way to get it. Now, I'm sure there's been a number of experiences in your life when somehow you managed to overcome something truly incredible to get something you absolutely had to have. But let's talk about it as a network marketer. The only difference between an income of $10,000 a year and an income of $10,000 a month is the attitude that I call got to. Anybody can make $10,000 a month as a network marketer and live in an amazing above-average lifestyle. But the reason most network marketers will never earn that kind of money is because they don't have to earn that kind of money. But imagine this. What if you had to? You see, if earning an above-average income and living an above-average lifestyle became an absolute got to have it in your life, what do you think you'd do? Well, the fact is you'd make it happen, just like you've made every other got to happen in your life. Time and time again, I get calls from people. You know, first off, look at the calendar. We are now closing in on the end of a prime recruiting season. The day after Labor Day back in September was the beginning of this fall prime recruiting season. We got September, October, November, and here we are beginning of December. And I speak to people on the phone today. I did yesterday. No doubt I will tomorrow. And I'll ask those people during the conversation, were you receiving my newsletters back in July and August? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is yes. And I'll say, good. Did you read about the upcoming prime recruiting season back in July and August? And how you should prepare for it. Did you do that? They'll say yes. I say, great. So how big is your downline now? Is your check over $5,000 a month? See, I don't ask how are you doing. I ask specific questions. And 99 times out of 100, they hem and haw and stammer and pause, and they tell me, well, you know, didn't really get around to getting it done because. And I said, I don't want to hear the because. Whatever the distraction was, all distractions are equal. Now, there are some truly devastating distractions, like a health challenge or something happens within our families that causes us to become distracted. Hey, life isn't perfect, and we do get distracted by real and pertinent things. And I know, because those things happen in my family as well. However, most people will admit that their procrastination to do what needed to be done was simply a choice. They just didn't get around to doing it. You know, I've often said, and you've heard this maybe on some of my CDs, that in network marketing, there's no competition at the top. The competition's at the bottom with all the people who procrastinate and people who lie to themselves and people who don't have any goals and dreams and aspirations. That's where the competition is. It's in the bottom. That's where the masses are. And think about this. Network marketing is merely a reflection of our society. That's all it is. It's a beautiful mirror description of our, a reflection of our society. We live in the greatest country in the history of the world. We live in a country where there's more opportunity here than any country has ever offered its citizens. It's a country where somebody can move here from a different country, start with nothing, and in just a short time, sometimes just a handful of years, they've got one heck of a thriving business or occupation, and they're making money hand over fist because they chose to do so. And yet we have people who've been living here, and their families have been here one, two, three, four generations, and they're still impoverished because somebody along the daisy chain of that family didn't make the decision to take action and to do the things that needed to be done. They procrastinated and or they didn't have good goals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Opportunity is here. And yet the majority of people in this country choose not to take advantage of it. That's why statistically it's only like, you know, 10-15% of the population of all workers makes over $100,000 a year. Might not even be that high. I haven't seen the most recent statistics. And it's not that the other 70, 80, 85% aren't capable. They are capable. I'm going to say this, and I hope you laugh. I've met some really goofy ding-dong people who make a $500,000 a year. Hell, I play golf with some of them. You go, how'd that guy get where he's at? I'll never figure it out. But he had the got to in terms of his dreams and goals, and he found a way to make it happen. If the desire is strong enough, you'll always find a way to get whatever you want. It's that simple. And you chose network marketing. So daggummit, learn how to do this business and apply what you learn. Don't overanalyze it. I've been having this lady email me for the last 2 weeks, and I wish she'd just call me up because I'm going to choke her through the phone. And I don't mean physically. No, what I mean, I'm going to tell her, quit analyzing. She is so daggum smart. She is so daggum intelligent that her brain gets in the way of her doing anything. Analyzes this, analyzes that. Her head is spinning with analysis. You know, a lot of my newsletters closes with the little phrase that success in network marketing is so simple that oftentimes smart people routinely screw it up. And by the word smart, I don't necessarily mean people with a high IQ. No, and I don't necessarily mean people who have a college degree or a master's degree or a PhD. By smart, I mean people who are simply over analytical. Their daggum brains get in the way of making a decision. There's no need to be analytical in network marketing, not at all. Now, analysis is important when it comes to doing things like choosing a spouse, things like where you get your education, like buying a house, what stocks to buy, what car to buy, your investment plan, your retirement plan. Yeah, analysis is important, incredibly so, but not in network marketing, not at all. Because the work's been done for you in terms of education, strategies and tactics, and what needs to be implied. Look, the only time you won't get what you want is when you give up. And the fact that you're willing to give up on a goal is a good indicator that you really didn't want to have it to begin with. So what is the got to? What is the got to in your life? There's a world of difference between wanting something and absolutely having to have something. You go back 10, 15 years ago when I got in this business, I had to have time freedom. Now, I had to make money, and my goal was 25 grand a month, and I got there. I am there. But the point was, above and beyond the money was the time freedom. I love my wife. Oh, my golly, I love being with her. I love playing tennis, playing golf. I love swimming. I love jogging. I love watching TV. I love playing Scrabble. I love playing pool. I love playing ping pong. I love going on vacation. She's my greatest friend in the world. But if I was working in my corporate job again, and if she was still being a school teacher, I wouldn't see her for 12, 13 hours a day. That was my got to. That was my got to. Find your got to. You ever notice that most people earn just enough money that barely covers their expenses? Whatever they've got to earn, they earn. Why don't most people earn more? Why don't they choose to earn more? Why don't they have the got to? Well, because they don't have to. What if you had to earn 10 grand a month? What if you had to earn $30,000 a month? What if that got to was as intense as what your current income is? What if you had a got to have a much bigger home than you've got, say, on a lakefront someplace? What if that was your got to? What if you had a got to take your family on 4 incredible mega vacations a year? It's not impossible when you're making $10,000, $15,000 a month, is it? No. In fact, it's doable. Why isn't that a got to? You will get these things if they become a got to. If you want to make and experience radical changes in your life, if you want to dramatically affect your income and network marketing, you've got to challenge yourself with bigger goals and greater desires. Your got to's have got to be bigger. Now, I want you to remember these three bad habits, these three costly habits, because they're killers in terms of your network marketing success. The first one was lying to yourself. If you find yourself doing it, and more often than not, it's unconscious, start being honest with yourself. And we do that by keeping records so that the records on the paper don't lie. Second bad habit was procrastination. We replace that with the habit of taking action. That's as easy as flicking a switch to turn a light on. Instead of procrastinating, we take productive action towards our goal. And of course, the third bad habit is the failure to set goals and plans. You replace these three bad and costly habits with good habits, I'm telling you, your income will soar. And in closing, and this is something extremely important, don't dismiss what I'm about to say. When you replace these three bad habits with three good habits that we've discussed, your leadership effectiveness goes off the Richter scale. That's what a leader is. As I teach on the leadership CD, leadership is not about action. It's not about position. Leadership is about action. Your downline doesn't do what you say. Your downline will do what you do. And all that is reflective of you getting rid of these three bad habits. As I teach in the leadership CD, one of the most important attributes that you as a leader has is a strong will. And strong will overcomes lying to ourselves. A strong will overcomes procrastination. The strong will overcomes the failure to set goals and plans. When you have that strong will to succeed, that strong will that you've got to have something for you or for your family, all those tangibles, that strong will permeates through your downline. It cannot be fake. If you fake it, your downline will know. And that is a costly mistake that leaders make. Again, I want to remind you that I have a conference call for you next Monday, the 11th, and the following week on the 18th. I'll send you an email with the details. It'll be the same dial-in number as you dialed in tonight. This call will be available at my website as an MP3 download. If I can ever, ever be of help, don't hesitate to email me. My email is Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at ultimatesuccesscds.com. I wish you the best of success, and we'll see you next week. Good night.